Hello. Well, my good friend Depo Cat sent me a link to flightradar24.com. If you want to check it out yourself, that's the address, www.flightradar24.com. And what a fascinating thing it is. It shows you all the planes flying over, well, all over the world, actually. It's just a mine of information. And I've always sort of looked up at the planes around here at Bognor Regis and thought to myself, well, you know, I wonder how far up they are or where they're going. And now you can find out. It seems that they're mostly flying over us at about 14,000 to 20,000 feet, except for the ones that cross the Downs, which you can often see in the distance. They can be flying up to 30,000 feet plus if they're not stopping in the jolly old UK. And Jimmy, another friend of ours, has sent us another link, which I'll just go to. And this one is called marinetraffic.com. And you can find this at www.marinetraffic.com. Do a search in Google, I'm sure it'll come up. And this, again, is a fascinating thing because it's got just tons of information of all the ships and all the movements. And when you look at the English Channel, you know, it's a wonder the things don't all crash and just cause a massive pile-up because there's ships everywhere. Tomorrow I'm off down to Poole by train and we go over a bridge just near Totten. And you can always see the cargo ships. You know, that's docked, moored, being unloaded or being loaded. And I'm going to have a look tomorrow because there's a ship here which I would be able to see, and it's called the APL Oregon. And just lost it then. Come back. There we go. And this ship type is Cargo Hazard A, and then in brackets Major, and its status is anchored or moored. Rather big ship, a draft of 13.6 metres, length of 293 metres. And its destination is Southampton, where it is at the moment. But it originally started in Singapore, because you can go to the vessel's details. And this now tells you all the information, and there's a picture of the actual vessel itself. And if you go to itineraries history, it will tell you where it's been and all the different check-in points. And if you scroll down, you will find that on the 7th of April at 21:23, it departed Singapore to arrive in Southampton on the 28th, which is today, at 11:46, which was this morning. And it's just like unbelievable, this information that's available to us on the internet. What a fantastic thing the internet is. I'm not going to take up plane or ship spotting, but I just think it's just a fantastic thing to have a little play about with. Okay, well, I'm going to go back to checking out a few more ships, and then I'm off to bed. Good night.